Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rittman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me. This is Rick Rittman, your hard-working mortgage guy. You can contact me at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. If you go on the site, on the website, you can just click on the contact me information, put in your information, and I'll be more than happy to get back with you and answer any of the questions that you might have and give you any information that you're looking for. Today, I wanted to talk about a variety of topics here. The first thing I wanted to talk about is debt consolidation. We are getting a tremendous amount of people, and I know I've talked about this before, but we are getting a tremendous amount of people who are looking at refinancing. With the rates that we have today, they want to look at debt consolidation because they want to look at how they can save, how much money they can save by consolidating their debt. And there can be a variety of reasons. I had a question a couple of weeks ago where they wanted to know, they had a child going to college. I've had people who, after this pandemic that we've been through and everything, they want to shore up their finances. They want to lower their payments. They want to tighten everything up because they really want to feel more secure if this happens again. Now that, you know, something that's never happened, now that it's happened, nobody's sure of you know, whether this is going to happen again. So they just want to be more comfortable. You may be in that same boat. You just want to be more comfortable. You want less stress in your life. And one of the ways to eliminate stress is to get rid of your debt. And you can work to pay it all off, or you can do a debt consolidation. And in this, I'm going to talk about a variety of things so you can understand the value of doing it in your mortgage. One of the biggest things people say, I don't want to put it in my mortgage because I don't want to pay for it for 30 years. But you don't have to pay for it for 30 years. And we'll go through that a little bit on how that works. But what I've structured here is I took a home, a value of $183,598. Okay, I don't know why it's $183,598. So we're going to say $184,000. The balance, the loan balance on the home is $120,500, and we can go to an 80% loan to value when you're doing a cash out to pay off debt. So currently they have this client would have $63,000 in equity, and we can go to an 80% loan to value. So it's not a huge amount that we can put into their debt, but it's kind of surprising at how much effect it can have. And additionally on this one, I kick the interest rate up. I'm not using a today's rate. I'm using a higher rate. So I'm using a rate that is almost 2 points higher than the rate that they have currently. So this is a savings based on a much higher rate than what is out there for the most part today. But I did this because some of these cash outs are getting a little higher rates. And so what we can do is we refinance it. We do the cash out, you get that taken care of. The cash out will tend to help the credit scores. So the credit scores come up and then we refinance after 6 months. You got to have it for over 6 months. Once we have 6 months, we can refinance the loan and it's no longer cash out. And so that can be huge. So we're using a higher rate, but I wanted to do that because I want to show you there's value there even with a higher rate. I think it just makes the point even more valuable. So on the loan detail, remember that the current balance is $120,500. We're going to take the new balance to $145,000. And that's going to lower the equity in the home from $63,000 to about $40,500. With closing costs and the prepaids, that kind of thing, using those, it left us with about $22,500 in debt that we could pay off. And in that, I just put in some debts for a fake customer. We have revolving debts. So revolving debts are like your credit cards, an installment loan. I put in, that would be like a car loan. So this is where you play with the numbers. You try to decide what you want to do. But in this case, they had two revolving debts, two credit cards that we could pay off with this money. And by paying off those two credit cards, it saves the total payment was $758. Now, so when you take that, so you got a savings, you're getting rid of a payment of $795. I can't remember what the number was, but their current payment, was their principal and interest payment was $891. The installment was $756 was the credit card debt that we were paying off. That was the monthly payment. And when you take that and you pay that off, so now the new proposed mortgage where it was $891 principal and interest, taxes and insurance, the new payment's $1,066. So the new payment went up, not quite $200. However, your savings was $758. So now the savings is $581. That's what they would save in this scenario. That's what somebody would save on their monthly payments. They would save $581. So their payments with all their debt was $3,105, would now drop to $2,524. So that's a huge change in the outgo. Okay, and the outlay every month of the expenses somebody has. So this makes a huge difference in what you know in your cash flow and your stress level. Now let's say one thing people will like to talk about and they like to bring up is, well, you know, I don't want to put it in my mortgage, like I said before, because it's going to make it a 30-year. So in this case, it is a 30-year mortgage. But if you took that extra money, you took that extra $581 and you paid it to the mortgage, okay? If you then put it in as an extra payment every month towards your principal, you would pay off the loan in the mortgage in 11 years and 9 months, as opposed to the current mortgage, which would be paid off in 26 years and 5 months, and the credit cards, which take 30-something years. So it is a lot better debt management to do it this way. There are huge savings available. So if you're somebody who you have equity in your house, you have debt that you'd like to roll in, you'd like to see what that's going to do, you know, please contact me. We can run these scenarios. I have the calculators to do it, to get you out the information. Just go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Again, go to my contact information. Let me know that. Let me know what you're interested in doing. I'll contact you. We'll get all the information that we need, and we'll put the information together so you can see how this would affect you. So, and remember, this was with a very high interest rate, 2% over what they were at. So significant. The difference between mid threes to mid fives is what I used. And even in that case, they can pay it off in 11 years and 9 months. Think what it would be if the rate were lower than that, or if we refinanced after the 6 months to get a lower rate if we had to be at a rate like that. So there is some huge, huge savings available in that situation. After the break, we'll talk about reverse mortgages and how they work.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back. This is Rick Rickma, your hard-working mortgage guy. You can contact me at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. I want to talk about reverse mortgages and how they work. And the first thing I think we need to do is talk about what is a reverse mortgage. You can also, some people call them a HECM. It's a home equity conversion mortgage, but most people refer to them as a reverse mortgage. And so a normal mortgage is you put a mortgage on your home, you borrow the money, and in return, you make monthly payments to your lender and you pay off the loan balance. Well, a reverse mortgage is kind of the exact opposite. What happens is the lender gives you the money. You don't make any payments as far as principal and interest payments. You never make payments on it at all. The balance of the mortgage, where in a normal mortgage, the balance goes down, and in a reverse mortgage or a HECM, the mortgage balance goes up. You know, another way to think of it is you're in the process of paying off your regular mortgage. You gain equity in your home over time. With a reverse mortgage, you effectively are giving away that equity. So why would you want to do that? Why would you want to give away your equity in the home? You know, so obviously that's a big question that, you know, most people are going to have and they want to talk about.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
All right. I was talking to Jimmy last week, and Jimmy, he's retired and he's been living off fixed income. Now, he's in a pretty good shape for somebody who's living off fixed income. He has almost $1.5 million in his retirement account. He owes approximately $240,000 on his home between a first and a second mortgage. And both rates are at 4.75%. So his rate's kind of high compared to today's market. And he believes his home value is about $420,000. His dilemma is he doesn't know if he should pay off his mortgage or refinance it. And that's really what he wanted to talk to me about. Should he pay it off? Should he refinance it? Should he do something in between? Should he look at a reverse mortgage? You know, what is it he should look at? And he wanted to talk about the options. So the way his options ran for Jimmy were, you know, he could consider paying off, you know, just pay off both houses. Now, his retirement account would then, if he paid off both houses, his retirement account would drop by $240,000, but he would have no monthly payment of approximately, his payments were approximately with both homes, $1,254 approximately. But that would take 175 months to recoup that $240,000. And one of the issues with paying off is that a lot of people, a lot of financial planners, a lot of investment people, they believe that we're coming into a market that will be a great time to invest your money. And so he didn't really want to just take out $240,000 and be done. And so he really wanted to keep his money, as much as his money in his retirement account as he could, because he felt like, based on what the investment advisors were telling him, that would be his best option. So his second option is to pay off his second mortgage and refinance his first mortgage. So this would take, you know, if you pay off the second mortgage, he owed about $60,000 on his second mortgage. So that would take about $60,000 away from his investments. He would still have the $170,000 mortgage. He wanted to do that on a 15-year if he was going to do that. He'd give them a payment about $1,150. And that would take him about 148 months to recoup his money. So the savings, that $1,150 into the $170,000, that's what it came out to. So what he looked at, so he's looked at that, he goes, you know, again, he felt a lot more comfortable with that. Paying off the $60,000, that didn't seem like such a hit, and that gave him a payment he was comfortable with. So that seemed like a good option. A third option was refinance both mortgages. Now this preserves all his retirement account, and it added a payment of approximately $1,628.69, but he kept all $240,000 in his account. And so those were the choices, along with a reverse mortgage, which in his case really wasn't what he wanted. It really wasn't the right option for him, as we talked about it. It wasn't something he could afford, the payment. He was getting draws out of retirement that he had to take, that he could pay his payment with. So there was really no reason to go on a reverse mortgage. It just that for him, that just didn't make sense. So in this scenario, as he looks at these are the things that he had to decide. Now, I can't tell somebody what is the best option for them. They have to decide that. But that's what we laid out. We lay it out so that you can see what the options are, and which option is going to be best for you. How is this going to work in your situation, and which option is going to be best? And then you can decide, you know, which one is best for you. It's obviously a good tool, and it's well worth doing if you're in any situation, whether you're looking at, you know, you need a reverse mortgage, you need to do some readjustments of your debt. It's a great tool. It's a great idea to do that, and talk to me so that we can go through it and we can look at it, and then we can give you some options so you can make a decision that you feel most comfortable with and is the best option for you. To do that, just contact me at hardworkinmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkinmortgageguy.com, and go to the contact information and put your information in there. I should say all my information's on there. You can call me from there. My phone numbers are there. Just feel free to get a hold of me. Just the best place to find me is hardworkinmortgageguy.com. Let's get back to the reverse mortgage. So let's talk about what are the requirements for a reverse mortgage. First, you have to be at least 62 years old. So if you're not 62 years old, you can't do a reverse mortgage. You have to be at least 62. You have to have sufficient equity in your home. That is a big piece of a reverse mortgage. You do need quite a bit of equity. I was looking, though, in one of the reports I was looking at, it was amazing how many people have better, you know, they don't know anything, or they have, you know, less than 50% that they owe on their home. And so you need that kind of, you need good equity to be able to do a reverse mortgage. But again, most people are in that position at that stage of their life. Not everybody, but most people are. You need to be living in the home as your primary residence. You can't do this on a second home. You can't do this on a rental property. This is only for a primary residence. The home has to meet the HUD standards. This is the reverse mortgage is an FHA product, and so it has to meet those standards. And it's most houses do, but if there's problems, if there's, you know, just like any home that we're looking at, if the appraiser goes in and the home has, you know, the wall's gone, the kitchen isn't in, the bathtub's gone, the toilets aren't there, you know, utilities aren't on, that's not a home that's going to meet HUD standards. So it has to be a livable, what's considered by HUD a livable home. You can't be delinquent on federal debt. So if you have federal debt, you can't be delinquent on that. Yeah, that has to be taken care of. You have to participate in a HUD-approved counseling session, and you have to be able to keep up with the taxes, insurance, homeowners association payments, and home maintenance. That is a big one. This is something that you have to have some resources to keep up with, pay the taxes, pay the homeowners insurance, pay the homeowners association dues, and keep the house maintained. So you do have to have the ability to do that. If you're going to get a reverse mortgage, make sure you understand exactly what you're signing up for and review the costs involved. It is important that you understand exactly how it works, and anybody in your family, you know, kids or anybody that you feel need to, you should have everybody understand exactly what you're getting into. It is a great mortgage, and it can be a lifesaver for many people, but you just need to know exactly what it is so you can see the benefits it's giving you, and you can see any negatives that might come up so that you can make that decision to see if it's the right product for you. Let's talk about how does a reverse mortgage pay me? So how does it pay you? How are you going to get paid from a reverse mortgage? You know, we have several options for getting paid with a reverse mortgage, and we'll talk about those. You can get equal payments for as long as you continue to live in the home. So that's one option. Let's say you own the home free and clear. You just wanted some cash flow, you can do a reverse mortgage. You can have draws every month and just set it up to have a draw every month. And you can, and that's how you can set it up. And that draw will be set. There's obviously limits, and it's all set up through the program. We put in an analysis, and it kicks out kind of what your draws can be based on your home, your estimate of value, that type of thing. So we can run those numbers, and we can look at that. You can also set up equal payments over a preset number of months. So you could say, you know, for the next 5 years, I need X amount of dollars. As long as the money's there, you can set that up. And every month over the next 5 years, you get that monthly payment. So that's another option. You can combine the above option. So you can do the equal payments and you can do the preset. You can set it up on a line of credit that you can draw against. So unlike the, you know, you're making equal payments, you know, you're getting them preset number of months, you know, you're doing that. You can also set up additionally, or in lieu of, you can set up a line of credit where you can draw at your leisure. When you want it, then it's available there for you to get that money. There's a combination of a fixed monthly payment or fixed monthly payments and a line of credit. You can do that either for as long as you live in the home or for a preset number of months. You also are eligible to receive a single lump sum payment instead of the monthly payment. So let's say you owe $100,000 on your home and it's worth $500,000. So you have tremendous equity. When you close on the reverse mortgage, it's going to pay off your $100,000. And let's say you wanted $50,000 to do some home improvements, take a trip, whatever it is. We can set that up, and I would assume that would go through. We run the scenario, and it says, "Okay, yes, here's what you can have." So when you close, your new loan amount is the 100 plus the 100 plus the 50 plus the closing costs and the it's a FHA mortgage, so the prepaid mortgage insurance, so plus all of those fees. So that's where the loan is going to be. And then if there's money left over, in this case there would be, then you can set, then of that money left over, you can set up draws. There's going to be a certain amount of money that's available the first year, and then there's money, and then if there's anything left, what the money is for the life of the loan, so how much you can draw out. So we can set all that up, and you know that way, you know, up front, you know exactly what it's going to be. Ultimately, the amount of money you're able to get via reverse mortgage will depend on your age, your current interest rate, and the market value of your home. Those three things are going to determine a lot of what can be done. There's also a limit as to how much a reverse mortgage can pay you. The limit has increased steadily over the last 4 years, and it's reaching it was $765,600 in 2020. So it has increased. Most people don't get into that situation. Now, what are the benefits of a reverse mortgage? The primary benefit of a reverse mortgage is getting access to the money you need without having to go through the motions of applying for a personal loan and paying hefty interest on it, or keep in mind that you may not even get approved if your credit isn't great. That's the other nice thing about a reverse mortgage, is that your credit score isn't really important. Qualifying for a reverse mortgage is fairly easy, provided you meet the above criteria. So, you know, the information we talked about earlier, which is like you're 62, you have sufficient equity in your home, you live in the home, the home meets the HUD standards, you're not delinquent on any federal debt, you do the approved counseling, and you have the ability to pay your taxes and homeowners insurance, your homeowners association dues, and maintain the house. So as long as you can do that, pretty much you're gonna qualify. And then as you borrow with a reverse mortgage, the money that you borrow doesn't need to be repaid until either you pass away, you move out of the house, or you sell the home. So you're able to draw this money, but you never have any monthly mortgage payments on the home. You still have to pay your property taxes. You still have to pay your homeowner's insurance. You still have to pay your homeowner's association dues, and you still have to do the maintenance, but you don't have any mortgage payments. So if, let's say, your mortgage payment today, principal and interest, was $1,200, that goes away. You no longer have that. So that can be a huge benefit for somebody. Additionally, the funds you receive from your reverse mortgage aren't considered taxable income, so they won't impact your Social Security benefits, and you won't pay taxes on them. So that is a huge benefit, in my mind anyway, for taxes, that you're not going to pay the taxes. That's, you know, you're not paying income taxes on this money. So if you get a draw of $1,000 a month, it's $1,000. It's not $850 because they took taxes out. Now, what are the drawbacks of a reverse mortgage? Though there are benefits associated with a reverse mortgage, of course, You got to keep in mind that there are drawbacks that can be pretty substantial depending on your situation. For one thing, you typically pay higher closing costs for a reverse mortgage. You always pay higher closing costs for a reverse mortgage. And that's because you pay because of there's upfront mortgage insurance that has to be paid. There's points with a reverse mortgage. So there's just things that are more expensive. You don't actually bring that to the table. It just comes out of that money that is available, the equity of your home. So that can be kind of the biggest thing. Additionally, while a reverse mortgage will give you access to some money, it won't necessarily make your home more affordable. If you're grappling with high maintenance costs, it isn't going to affect that. You're having trouble paying the property taxes. You might continue to struggle with financially, even if you do get extra money, and you do no longer have the mortgage payment. But what you have to do then is look at that. We have to look at it and see what's going to be your best option. You know, hopefully you don't have to sell your house. You can do a reverse mortgage and stay in the house. And it does help many people who are struggling financially. Furthermore, a reverse mortgage is a loan and you are responsible for repaying it. You can do so by selling your home, you'll have nowhere to live, of course, and will be unable to leave your home to your heirs. If you don't repay the loan before your lifetime, it will come due upon your passing. If that happens and your heirs can't settle its balance, they may be forced to sell the home and leave them to fulfill that debt. Now, it's not that they're going to owe more than what you owed on the property. It's just that they're going to need to, you know, they're going to need, because you never owe more than the amount. So it's not that your heirs are going to have to then pay. They just may not inherit anything in that situation. So those are the biggest drawbacks. And to know whether you should do a reverse mortgage, your best option would just be to contact me. Let us talk about it. You can go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Either look up, my phone numbers will be there. Give me a call or look it up online or put in the contact information and you can contact me that way. I appreciate it very much. Hope you have a great weekend.